I had gone into the pregnancy and I had all of these dreams of natural childbirth and tolerating the pain.
So you went to the doctor for a routine checkup one day?
I did. I was 32 weeks. That was a Wednesday. The nurse checked my blood pressure and she sort of shook her head and checked it again. Didn't say anything. Asked another nurse to check it. And the nurse practitioner came back and told me that my blood pressure was very high and that I would need to go to the hospital.
I dropped everything.
By Friday night, my blood pressure had skyrocketed.
It was in the 200s, I remember.
Yeah, I felt terrible. And that's how preeclampsia can be. You can feel great one day, and the next day you feel like you're hit by a Mack truck. They said that my liver was failing, that they would need to deliver the baby right away.
Yeah, it was like, okay, we're doing this.
Yeah.
This is happening now. The C-section went fine. I remember sobbing through most of it.
Yeah.
It was really emotional.
And, oh, they said it was a boy.
And we both, yeah, we both, like, it's like, oh, okay.
And then we looked at each other, it's a boy.
It's Alex.
Yeah, you said it's Alexander. And he was so tiny. He was 2 pounds, 15 ounces. And I heard him cry. And I knew he was okay. And they held him up for me to see him and whisked him away to the NICU.
They cleaned him up and they had him hooked up to oxygen. And then meanwhile, they took you back up to the room. Well, the scariest experience of my life happened the next day.
Yeah.
You had a seizure. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the doctor called your name out a couple of times and then hit the nurse button. Mm-hmm. And the room flooded with nurses. And I was just in the corner, absolutely terrified. They were like, okay, well, we have to get her down to ICU stat. And you were there for another 2 days.
Yeah.
Before you were able to actually finally go to the NICU and see him.
I felt really guilty. I felt like it was my fault. And I hadn't held him at this point. Oh.
When they finally handed him to you, how did that feel?
Oh my gosh. I was so excited and I was so nervous and I was really happy. And I just told him we loved him.
Yeah. I want you to know that I think that you're an incredibly brave woman. I think that you're a fantastic mother. It's impossible to describe how much love you have for our son. I hope someday you'll be able to be at peace with the way he was born. Because you deserve it.
I love you.
I love you too.